61 degrees outside here in Champaign-Urbana, and we have Logan Kimmel. Logan, how are things looking to start this morning?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me. Markets here today on the commodity sector are a little bit higher. We've got May corn up 2.25, new crop December corn up 2 at 486.25. Jumping to the soybean market, front month May beans up 3.5 at 1167.25, and November beans up 4.75 at 1160.5. Strength in the meal market today, helping the soybeans out. May soybean meal up 6.20 at 330.5. July up 5.80 at 324.80. Wheat markets are mixed. You've got the Chicago up 3 on the July at 6.20. KC wheat slightly lower. Crude oil market in the June, WTI up $1.84 at 96.25. I think when we jump to the news over the weekend, relatively quiet versus the last few Mondays, we still have back and forth in the Middle East, which is providing support in the energy sector and looking like that's going to continue before it gets better. As we look at how that correlates with the grain markets, longer term will still have an effect on our global fertilizer shortage. And I think that'll be supportive for the corn and the wheat markets going forward, providing a base underneath, again, global fertilizer shortage being drawn into this conflict in the Middle East. Looking at the commitment of traders report Friday, we did see managed money, spec funds adding length in a number of the grain markets, corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat on Friday's report. So there is still an outside interest in owning commodities here through the beginning of planting. Jumping to the weather, a big part of the beginning of the growing season here, we're still seeing a severe drought in HRW wheat country. It's affecting roughly 70% of the crop, getting a little late in the season here for rains to help, but very dry in parts of western Kansas, affecting the wheat crop. Looking to the Corn Belt, we got plenty of corn planted here over the last week before large rain systems move through. We are expected to see some cooler temps in the Corn Belt here over the next 2 weeks. And it could be a slower start for this corn crop. A lot of work got done here throughout the Corn Belt in the last 7 days. We'll see that reflect here this afternoon for our crop progress report today at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Looking to the livestock markets here, we are higher again on the cattle after pivoting there last week. Front month May feeder cattle up $1.60 at 362.50. And looking to the live cattle here on the June, up $1.45 at 246.65. Hog markets are higher here, led by the June, 55 cents higher at 102.45. July hogs up 42 cents at 105.32. With that, I'll wrap it up, and I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Thanks, Logan. And this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. 1A is next.